This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tilby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio, AM 640. I'm Danny Longo. I'm here with Paul Tilby, the president and CEO of TrainingBusinessPros.com. Paul, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing awesome. Excellent. It's great to be here. Thank you all for joining us this morning. We are super excited to have you. How was your week, Danny?
So far, so good.
Good.
Got a little bit left to go.
Good. Well, today is an exciting day because we get to talk about business and helping business grow, helping business scale up, which is literally my favorite subject. Of course, we like music too, but we don't talk about that on the Business Pros Radio Show. But we want to say to you, if you're driving, having a coffee, if you're at work, and I know that there are some business people that are at work today, catching up. We often go in on the weekend ourselves to catch up on things. Yes. Whatever you're doing, we appreciate you coming here. We want to make sure you get some value. So let me just talk a little bit about what happened this week. So every year, and sometimes a couple times a year, we get the team together in our company and we work on next year's sort of quarterly results. We look at what we're trying to create. We create measurable goals because I think if you don't create goals, it's hard to measure. So, and a lot of companies don't do this. And I think it's really important that you kind of take stock of where you're at. We actually have a 5-year mission to Mars and we have these. It's like a metaphor, right?
Okay.
So 2016 was planet Earth, 2017 was the moon. So that's where we're at now. We're on base camp on the moon.
Cool.
Then it's Space Station Alpha, Space Station Delta, and then Mars. And there's these key performance indicators that are associated with our growth. So we would have, you know, numbers of employees, numbers of clients in this particular category.
Okay.
And I think it's a great way to say, okay, well, how far did we get?
Yeah, set some targets, set some goals.
Mm-hmm. And every year, too, we bring in outside help, too. So in a different area. So one year we might bring in some marketing strategists, even though that's what we do. It's always nice to hear what other people are doing, whether it's traditional or radio or obviously digital. But this year it was HR. We brought in an HR consultant from California. Her name was Hillary. And she got to meet the team as a group, one-on-one, and we kind of worked on things together. And one of the things we did was we redefined not only our purpose, but our mission as well and our statements associated with that. And we also redefined what we call our uncommon offering, our inside advantage. And so if people go to trainingbusinesspros.com, you'll see this new inside advantage. It's the thing we always display first, not just for us, but for our clients as well. So it says, helping companies scale up with best-in-class business intelligence since 2007. So it's actually, we've been in business 10 years now in this particular business. And best-in-class business intelligence means we're doing more things than just digital. We're helping people with their HR concerns. We're helping with their sales teams. We're actually building sales teams now for companies. So there's a lot of things that we've gotten into and are helping with. And so if you're a company that's listening, let's say you're maybe a clinic or you do massage or you're a doctor or a lawyer or any kind of service business. Let's say you're an HVAC company, you're a training company, and obviously we service all of these different types of companies. No matter what business you're in, what we want to make sure is that you're providing your clients best in class. So as a marketing company, our job is to really help other companies help the public perceive the value of their offerings as best in class. And, you know, to us to come up with that was a really important step for our company because best in class means, you know, we may not be the biggest. We may not have the largest reach, but the information that we give and the services that we provide and the business intelligence that we instill in these companies is best in class. And to us, that's super important. So we do what is best for the client, not what is best for the agency. So
that makes sense.
We're providing best in class intelligence for the clients, not the agency. So does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. It absolutely. And, you know, if you're a business, that's exactly what you want. You don't want a company to come in and do something that's going to make them money. You want to make money yourself, right? If you're the business owner.
Well, our
goal is, generate leads.
I mean, obviously for companies, I mean, we're not really responsible for them making money. That's a byproduct of good service.
Right.
If we get them leads or we make the sales team hire performers and we do performance improvement plans and we do all of these things, then money or profit is a natural byproduct of what companies, and they can use that money to scale up. And so that's important. Right. Like, we provide best-in-class business intelligence to help companies scale up. Scaling up means hiring more people. It means maybe get a larger facility, handling more clients. Whatever it is they're trying to do, scaling up is an important part of business. We actually met a company the other day who hadn't grown in 6 years.
Oh, wow. Stagnated.
You know, that's not, to me, that's not a great thing. And so what we want to do is we want to get inside there, take a look at their systems and processes, obviously their marketing and sales departments first and foremost, and see what we can do. And I got to tell you, you know, it's not always successful immediately. And we may try 2 to 3 different things. We may pivot on a specific idea before we find a strategy that has stick for the client.
Right.
And I will tell you, there's one thing that we do is we never give up. We actually care. This is an interesting thing. The HR consultant, she says, I never seen a company like yours that actually cares about the clients that they help.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's unique to us. I hope it's not.
Everyone should be doing that.
But she said it's part of your culture. It's part of your core values that you actually care about your client's success.
Excellent.
So when we come back after the break, I think what I'd like to talk about is, well, how did all this get started?
Okay.
And what have we learned over the years that can actually help companies scale up? Because it's an interesting story. People often ask us, well, how did you gain all this knowledge and intelligence in your company? And the answer is we never quit.
Yeah.
We're constantly
learning.
We're learn-it-alls, not know-it-alls, right?
Awesome. All right. So if you want to get a hold of Paul and his team, you can reach them at 416-444-7767. A couple of ways to get a hold of them. You can also go to trainingbusinesspros.com. And Paul, I was browsing around on this before we got on the air, and you got this Join the Business Heroes group here, which is pretty amazing. It's free to join. It's once a month. You guys host this?
Yeah, first Friday of every month, 10 a.m.
Awesome.
2 hours of live stream training.
Perfect. Okay, so if you want to check that out, head to trainingbusinesspros.com. We'll be back on the Training Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Business Bros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey. Paul, we were talking just before the break about your website, trainingbusinesspros.com. You know, we just spoke about the Join the Business Heroes group, which is free. You guys generate your own content once a month, right? It's the first Friday, you said, of every month?
First Friday, 10 a.m.
Perfect.
You can actually come to our facility on Les Mill Road, or you can join us online. It's great.
Perfect. Yeah, and you can ask questions. It's interactive.
Very interactive. Yeah.
And the other thing you got here right on your homepage is generate business fast with PPC. People can get their own free business assessment.
Yeah, my team basically does this very comprehensive AdWords assessment. Whether you're currently buying traffic or whether you're looking to buy traffic, we need to do our homework. This is not something where we go, oh, PPC works for everybody. It may or may not. We find that there's obviously business intelligence that is different for different niche business categories, or what geographical area you're in. So there's this whole assessment that we do. It's absolutely free. It's a ton of value. Even if you decide not to work with us, it's great information to have.
And PPC, I learned something today, pay-per-click.
Pay-per-click advertising. Yeah, it's very important. Google makes about $7 billion a year, and 95% of that comes from pay-per-click advertising.
Wow.
Yeah. So whether it's the Google Display Network or Google Search, it's a lot of money, and companies really need to know how to do this. So what I wanted to talk about was the intellectual capital. I mean, we inject intellectual capital into businesses in the form of great marketing strategies. And people always think, well, where did those strategies come from? And the answer is they came from we tested it or implemented it for ourselves, and then our clients, and then that just kind of snowballs from there. So each business that we help and each business that we inject this capital intelligence into, we learn. And so we have this whole arsenal now of knowledge. But in the early days, we didn't have that. So right. if I take you back like 10, 12 years, what I did was I was just coming out of the music business. Mm-hmm. And I had a really, you know, I had an international recording contract. I made 8 albums, toured the world, whatever. And in my 40s, I kind of went broke because of 9/11. And then I got tinnitus. And then I got tendonitis. And there was this whole sort of thing where I sort of fell out of the music business. I kind of got forced out.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like through a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
And I think everybody at some point goes through this thing they called midlife crisis.
Yep.
You're not quite there yet, Danny.
Almost.
But when you get there, it's a good idea if you're going to go through a midlife crisis to be able to afford one.
Yeah. Definitely.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, for me, that was a hard time in our family, financially. And so one of the first things that I learned about marketing in that time, and there was a bunch of things that happened, but essentially the first thing that I started making money with online was sheet music. And the reason why sheet music was a great idea was because the traditional way of getting sheet music was you'd go to a music store where they sell musical instruments, whether it's Steve's or Long & McQuaid or whatever, and you'd go and you'd rifle through the sheet music categories.
Yep.
And they'd have single pieces of sheet music and they'd have books of sheet music and, you know, massive rooms full of this stuff. And as the internet became more popular, people started looking for this stuff online.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of companies that were doing this. They were taking traditional sheet music, turning it into PDFs and making it easily downloadable for anywhere from $5 to $15 to $40 for an entire book.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that I saw working, but I knew that I was too small to compete on that level. We're talking about some major publishing companies.
Okay, yeah.
So what I learned was, and I didn't learn this on my own. I learned this from the early days. Guys like, I could go through the list. It probably wouldn't mean much to the businesses that are listening, but if you were around at that time, Corey Rudel, Kevin Wilkie, Matt Gill, Willie Jarvis, Gary Bensivenga, there was a lot, Joe Vitale. I mean, I learned from these guys. I would either take their courses online or I'd fly to California and take a course. And I did everything I could to learn about this. And one of the things that I learned was the money's in the list. And it's always been in the list. The more people you have on your email mailing list, the more it's going to work because people don't typically buy when you're ready to sell.
Right.
So you could get them on your list, but you don't have to sell them anything till 6 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things I thought about. And then I thought, well, if I just make the sheet music a little bit different, then they can get at these other large websites through these big publishing companies. If I just make it a little bit different, then I can carve out a niche in the marketplace.
Okay.
And really what that means is the more people I have on the list, the more people I can convince that my sheet music is different than theirs. It'll make you sound better at your upcoming Christmas concert. It'll make you sound better at your whatever event party that you're going to play at. And so when we get back after the break, what I want to do is I want to talk about how I did that and what happened next. Because what happened next astounded even me. I mean, I'm hard to, like, I don't know, get... I'm an energy guy, so a lot of things don't surprise me anymore because I tracked a lot of these things, but what happened next surprised even me.
All right, so if you want to get a hold of Paul and his team, 416-444-PROS, that's 416-444-7767, head to trainingbusinesspros.com, join the Business Heroes Group, or generate business fast with PPC, sign up for a free business assessment. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Welcome back. The Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey. If you want to get a hold of Paul and his team, you can reach him on the phone at 416-444-7767 or online and head to their amazing website, trainingbusinesspros.com. Join the Business Heroes Group. You can take part or enjoy a... you archive these things as well?
It's live record. It's live, but we record them as well and put them into the membership area.
Right, so you can go back and watch past ones or just first Friday of every month. You can tune in and watch it live or generate business fast with PPC. Click on there and you can get a free business assessment. Mm-hmm. Right.
So there are business heroes groups all over the world, actually.
Okay.
Ours is absolutely the largest on planet Earth. That's because we have the most advanced live stream training facility to help get that number of people online. If we relied on local people to fill up our training facility, you'd get maybe 30 or 40, but we get hundreds.
Yeah, it looks very professional. You got a nice setup there.
We do. Actually, we had somebody from CTV come in the other day, and they're like, cool. Oh my God, where did you get all this stuff? And we're like, well, we made it.
Wow.
Because we never, like I said, we never rest on average. We hate average. We're not good with average. Anyway, we were talking about providing companies with best-in-class business intelligence to help them scale up and where all that intelligence came from. And the early days, I was dealing with sheet music, and I was saying before the break, you know, what surprised me about that whole thing and selling sheet music online was this. I read something by a guy by the name of Joe Vitale, and he said, listen, you can sell a $9 piece of whatever or, you know, give away and sell an ebook or do some kind of white paper or checklist. You can do that all day long, whether it's $9 or $27 or $47. He says you're never going to make a lot of money doing that. And I was selling literally like $100-$150 worth of sheet music a day, five bucks at a time, right? And I'm doing this while I'm sleeping, by the way. all over planet Earth, actually, the Philippines was one of my biggest customers because music in their culture is like a it's part of their culture, right? So they're all constantly looking for different ways of doing music. And we were, when we were coming back after the break, you heard the Linus and Lucy thing.
Yes.
That's actually me playing.
Oh,
so
cool.
I would put that stuff into PDF format and write solos and things for jazz that were unique and then sell them online to people.
Oh, very smart.
And so it was a little bit different than most people were used to. And of course, I'm doing it on my own, which meant I don't have this massive company behind me. So it was a little bit, I'm chipping away little by little.
Lots of work though.
And this is what I learned from Joe Vitale. And this was the most surprising thing. I read something from him one time. He said, you can sell something at $9 all day long and you'll never make money. Why don't you just sell something that's $500?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't think I can make a $500 piece of sheet music. So, and his advice was this. He said, if you've built a mailing list, which I did, and I had about 12,000, 15,000 people on the mailing list. I don't remember exactly at that time. It was a lot of people. I was using a very simple piece of software called AutoResponse Plus version 3. Now we're the leading resellers for things like Infusionsoft, which is like a more very robust autoresponder where we deal with email on a very different level. It's all about data mining and stuff like that. But back then it was simple. So I had this list, and he said, why don't you just email your list and ask them what they want?
Not a bad idea.
Like, well, that's, you know, it's like, just go ask your audience what they want. Mm-hmm. So I sent out an email one day, and it basically said this, hey, I hope you're enjoying the sheet music, because I'd sent it to people who'd bought it. I gave away sheet music just to get them on my list, right? And I had a bunch of responses, probably 10, 12, I don't remember exactly, it was enough. And they all said the same thing. It was weird. It was like they had talked to each other, which is not possible because they're like Australia and Philippines and whatever. And they all said the same thing. They said, we love your sheet music, but quite frankly, we don't really understand it because they're playing it note for note, right? Mm. And these are improvised solos that I had just transcribed and threw out there. And he said, we don't really understand it. Can you just teach us to play like you?
Huh.
And I'm like, no.
Can you travel here?
I can't do that because I remember growing up with my piano teacher. I would go next to the church, you know, every Friday after school, and we'd pay $3.50 for a piano lesson, which kind of shows you my age. But so I thought, well, I can't do that. And then I started looking online for people who were giving piano lessons. And I found these guys who were teaching people through video. And I'm like, oh, that's a pretty cool idea, but that's going to cost a lot of money. Yeah. I don't have video equipment. I don't have any of this stuff. So what I did was I put up a web page. And I use the same strategy today. We're using it for all of our clients who want to build products. My advice is get a list first. Find out if there's a need for it. And if there's a need for it, then make it. So I built a web page and it said, learn to improvise in 10 weeks or less by professional concert piano player, jazz piano player, Paul Toby. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed coming soon.
Oh, wow.
Give me your email address and I'll let you know when it's ready and I'll give you a discount just for kind of hanging out with us for a while. And you can let me know what you want to see on those lessons. So I was taking advice from people on what they wanted to learn, which is, I think, is a good plan. Mm-hmm. And then what happened next, again, I look back at that time and I think to myself, it's a good thing I had an open mind because I never really realized what would happen from doing that. So I'll talk about that after the break.
All right, I'm excited to hear it. We're going to head to the break. We're going to talk to Paul and find out the end of this story. It's 416-444-7767 if you want to get a hold of Paul, or head to trainingbusinesspros.com. Sign up for join the Business Heroes group. Check out his interactive site, and we'll talk more when we come back. It's Talk Radio AM 640. It's the Training Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm here with Paul Toby. Paul, I want to get right to it where we left off. You were talking about setting up your website back, what was it, 10 years ago?
Right. So the money's in the list.
Yeah.
And I decided, based on Joe Vitale's advice, they call him Mr. Fire, by the way. He's still around helping people build online businesses. And he's a really, really cool guy. I read a lot of his books, The Tractor Factor and all this stuff. And he said, you know, just make a product that's $500. If you don't know what that is, ask your audience. So I had a mailing list. I sent an email out. And I, based on their advice, decided to teach them how to play the piano. So I built a webpage, said, learn how to improvise in 10 weeks or less, guaranteed, money back, whatever, coming soon. Join the mailing list. You can tell me what you'd like to see on the lessons, and we'll take it from there. So it's just one webpage. Didn't cost me any time or money. It's like maybe an hour to put it together. Just a simple web page. Back then we didn't have a lot of great graphics and stuff, and I'm not really a graphic designer. It's just words tell a good story. So here's an opt-in box. Give me your first name, email address, and we'll take it from there. Within, I don't know, a week, I had 500 people on the list.
Wow.
A week. Like, I'm not talking about months. I'm talking about a week. Mm-hmm. Now, 500 people these days might not seem like a lot of people, but I'm working out of my attic in Brantford, Ontario, and I've got 500 people in a week that are interested in piano lessons. Well, if I sold 10 of them at $500, that's $5,000.
Yeah, wow.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that seemed like a no-brainer to me. Mm-hmm. So I had 500 people on the list. I was like, okay, I got to make these lessons. So I didn't have a facility. What I did was my father lives in Burford, Ontario, in the country, and he had a heated garage.
Okay.
Which is fairly big, and I like 12-foot ceilings or whatever. And we went in there and we painted a corner. If you think about a corner, rather than paint the whole room, we had to have good paint on the walls. So we bought this sort of bluish-grayish paint, painted a corner 15 feet in either direction. It looked kind of weird because the rest of the barn was, you know, the rest of the garage was white. We moved my piano in. I have a very nice Ebach, who taught Steinway how to make pianos. We moved it in there. I went to Michael's and got some letters. Said paultoby.com, and we pasted them to the wall.
Nice.
We got some, you know, columns that you you put cement in them. They're like cardboard, really hard cardboard.
Okay.
That you put cement in, mm-hmm. and you know, you make fence posts out of them.
Yes.
And I got them like 10 foot high. I got them at Home Depot, and then we went to Michael's and got some wallpaper and we papered them. They look like Roman columns. And then we hired this sort of 3-person or 4-person film crew from Toronto to drive all the way to Burford. And over 3 days, we made these piano lessons. What I didn't realize was that if you have a 4 or 5 camera shoot, you actually have to edit all of that.
Yeah.
And they said, "Oh, we can edit it, right?" And so I gave it to them to edit it. About 3 weeks later, I got my first sort of like 5-minute view of what they edited, and I'd be talking about, you know, this voicing on the piano. It's like you put your fingers here and you play the C7 sharp 9 chord. And the camera would be on my face.
Oh, no.
So it's not like, I mean, they're not even listening to what I'm doing. And they're not sort of like, okay, it's costing too much money. I don't have that kind of money. I'll just learn to edit myself.
Yeah. Give me the footage.
Well, it took me time to learn how to edit it. Mm-hmm. Adobe Premiere Pro. 6 months it took me to edit that into actual 10 lessons. But what you don't realize is that that entire time, the list was growing.
Oh, good.
Right? Remember the page that said, you know, coming soon?
Yes.
Just give me your email address and I'll let you know when it's ready. By the time I got done, there was 3,300 people on that mailing
list. Wow.
And I'll never forget, I sent out an email on a Friday night. My wife and I really dig Tony Robbins. You know who mm-hmm. Tony Robbins
yeah,
is?
Yeah, absolutely. Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins.
Yeah, so he was doing a thing here in Toronto and we had tickets. We bought tickets to the, you know, Unleash the Power Within. I remember walking on fire mm-hmm. with Tony and it was really cool and everything. But on the way out the door, I decided to just sign him, you know, the lessons are ready. Mm-hmm. So I sent out an email and I'll tell you what that email after the break, I'll tell you what I said in that email and then I'll tell you what happened because, you know, we're going to a Tony Robbins thing and we know that everybody's going to be on fire and having a great time yes. and everything. But I'm going to talk about how much money I made
all right.
while I'm at the Tony Robbins
right.
seminar.
The big question. All right. We're here with Paul Tovey. Head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. Join the Business Heroes Group or give Paul a call. Paul and his team, 416-444-7767. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. The Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tovey. Paul, you know, we're talking about your website, trainingbusinesspros.com. We already talked a little bit about Join the Business Heroes Group, where you can sign up and check out the interactive messaging you guys have for your clients. And also, you have another button here, 2 big fancy buttons right on your webpage, Generate Business Fast with PPC.
Yeah, they can go there and do an AdWords assessment. They can join the Business Heroes Group, which is a live stream training, happens once a month. We have literally hundreds of people join us, which is pretty cool. And you'll learn a lot because there's a lot to learn. And so we were talking before the break, we're getting to the end of the story where this is the type of stuff that we help people learn. The money's in the list. So my wife and I are booked into the Tony Robbins seminar, but I decide I'm not going to wait the whole weekend to launch these online piano lessons. I've got this list of 3,300 people that had expressed interest in it. And so I wrote an email. It was a very simple email, no more than 6 lines. And it was just text-based only. And I said this. I said, thank you for waiting all this time for these piano lessons. Because, you know, the webpage said coming soon.
Yeah, some have waited
really
6 months.
It really wasn't soon. It was like 6 months later. Thank you for waiting so long. In exchange for your patience, instead of the $497 for these lessons, which I really felt it was worth it, like $500 to learn a very, I mean, it's obviously for advanced people, like learning to improvise. It's, you know, if you had at least a grade 8 level piano, you could take this thing. Thanks for waiting. And thank you for your help in letting me know what you wanted to see on these lessons. They're ready. So instead of the $497, it's half for you for waiting. $247. Plus, as a bonus, I'll give you every single piece of sheet music in my online store, which numbered in the literally hundreds. But it doesn't cost me anything to do that because they're just downloadable PDFs, right?
Right.
So I sent out this email, kind of crossed my fingers. I didn't really know what the impact was going to be, right? I sent it out, and back then I had a BlackBerry. I don't know how many people have those still.
There's a few.
And I just shut the computer down, and we're off to this seminar. Before I got out of the room, like it was literally like 30 seconds to a minute. Mm. Before I got out of the room, the phone buzzed.
Nice.
$247.
Hey.
And I'm like, I've never made $250 so fast without actually doing anything in my entire life, right? I mean, as a musician, I used to play, you know, one time you're playing at the Montreal Jazz Festival for 10,000 people. The next day you're playing somebody's, you know, Hasidic prayer meeting for $75.
Right.
Like, seriously, I mean, I'm telling you, you do everything to survive as a musician. Mm-hmm. I walk down the stairs, phone buzzes again, $247. I get to the car, the phone buzzed. It buzzed all the way to Toronto, $247, $247.
Fantastic.
We get to the Tony Robbins seminar, and you know, if you've ever been to Unleash the Power Within, people are high-fiving and massaging mm-hmm. each other and having a great time. My wife and I are doing it at times when people aren't, and we're high-fiving like every 5-10 minutes, like $247, woo!
Yeah.
And the people behind us, they're looking at us like, what are these people high-fiving at? Tony's not even, you know, he's not even in the room. Like, what is he doing? What are they doing? In 2 days, we came away with like $27,000.
Wow. I'm sure that paid your cost of the film crew and everything
and
else.
Then, and then some.
Good,
and then
good.
From that point on, everything is...
history?
Gravy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I don't have to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's done.
Yeah.
And that stuff sells to this day. So I've literally helped people all over the world learn how to play the piano. I've got hundreds of testimonials from people on the value of these lessons, because I took a very different approach mm-hmm. than most traditional lesson taking, because it was just different. So what did we learn? Well, what I didn't realize then is that that move made me a pioneer of internet marketing, because it was really kind of early days. And that 10 years later, I would own a best-in-class digital marketing agency surrounded by great talent mm-hmm. that helps support our mission of best-in-class business intelligence to help companies scale up. I didn't realize that then. I never thought that it would turn into a business, like an actual company where we're using the same methodology today mm-hmm. that we used back then. Get a list.
Yeah.
That the money is in that list, because people, you know, you're never going to sell to 100%, but at least you can ask them what they want, or you can sell them over the next 3 years or 3 to 5 years. We mm-hmm. actually had somebody who's been on our mailing list for almost 7 years come in the other day and become a client. I couldn't believe it. They've never bought anything from us. And so people, I don't think really businesses understand the true value of a mailing list. And we want to help you understand that. We want to grow it through AdWords, or we want to grow it through organic traffic. But whatever, go to trainingbusinesspros.com, and you're going to be our next success story. We want to make your company best in class by inserting best in class business intelligence to help you in your business scale up to the level that will surprise even you.
Amazing. Okay, so yeah, head to trainingbusinesspros.com, like Paul says, join the Business Heroes group, or generate business fast with PPC. It's free to join, free to check out, and you're going to get tons of value just by going to his website. Or you could reach him online at trainingbusinesspros.com, call him on the phone at 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio, AM 640. We're back on the Business Pros Radio Show here on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey. Paul, you know, you talked about generating a list and how important that is. You know, you guys work with all kinds of businesses. Does the same approach work with every kind of business?
Yeah,
yeah.
It does.
Make that list and the rest will fall into place.
So if you run an e-commerce store, you mm-hmm. can give people a 10% coupon just for first-time purchases. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily have to use that right away, but they can use it whenever. So you have the ability, now that you have an email address, you can communicate with them on a regular basis. And this is an automated system. So like I said earlier, we are the largest resellers and implementers for Infusionsoft in Canada, which is a very advanced CRM and automated email system.
Mm-hmm.
We also use ClickFunnels. We help people with, you know, a number of different systems. There are easier ones like Constant Contact or AWeber or GetResponse or MailChimp. Those are kind of like the smaller monthly fees for communicating with your list. Okay. They're more of a one-size-fits-all, though. We find it's more valuable to do segmenting, like put people into categories and do that automatically and send them information that's meaningful to them. So if anybody wants to call, by the way, and talk about yes. any of this stuff, like we talked about the early days of internet marketing mm-hmm. and selling sheet music. And by the way, did anything in that story resonate with you, Danny? Like was there anything in there was like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool?
Or... Well, yeah, for sure. We were talking during the break. I took piano lessons when I was younger as well. So the sheet music stuff, I did buy some sheet music as well.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool. I remember buying In Excess sheet music and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, I never really got to that level where I could actually play it, but my brother. But yeah, definitely the idea of giving people what they want. And that's the great thing about the internet. You can find anything on there. If you want to learn to improvise, and if you're a piano player, you can do that.
We actually have a lead magnet on paultoby.com, which still deals a lot with like the piano lessons and the music and stuff. We just keep it going, you know, because it's residual income. It's passive, you know?
Sure.
I love passive income, by the way. It's okay to work hard for a living, but sometimes making money while you sleep is not a bad thing. You can do both, right? A lot of people say, well, I work hard for my money. And I'm like, well, that's cool. You can also not work hard.
And still make
you
money.
You can do both.
Yeah.
And every year at Christmas time, this is a very busy time of year for sheet music, because what they're looking for is they have Christmas pageants and church, and they have all of these things where they need music for, and they're looking for something a little bit different. So every year we throw up a lead magnet. I think this year it's like Winter Wonderland. So you can download a Paul Toby jazz rendition of Winter Wonderland and play it at your local, and the price of admission's an email address. Well, I don't have to sell that person anything yet.
Right.
They may not even have resources to purchase sheet music. So, but I got like years to do that.
Yeah, maybe so next
year.
So if
I keep communicating with them and the list keeps growing and growing and growing, the goal is, of course, to communicate something of values, and they're willing to part with money. And you do that in stages. Like you might start at $7, then graduate them to $47, then graduate them to $4,700, which is what we do for, you know, larger businesses. So, yeah, 870-6400 if you want to call. If you want to call and talk about any of this stuff. We don't normally take calls on the show because I don't know. Why don't we do that?
I don't know.
We have too much to talk about, basically.
Got a lot of stories to tell.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to ask a question, that's cool. Let's finish off with this. Best-in-class business intelligence basically means we're helping your company scale up by using our experience, our employees' experience, because we're learn-it-alls, not know-it-alls. We want to make sure that your cash flow, we're going to increase it, whether that's through helping your marketing or helping your sales team or even helping your systems and processes and automating things and human resources, all the business intelligence that we provide companies. All you've got to do is go to trainingbusinesspros.com, and there's lots of ways in.
Yeah.
There's lots of ways to communicate with us. There's things of extreme value, like the Business Heroes Group or the PPC assessment. Mm-hmm. And if you decide you're not going to work with us, that's okay with us. What we want is we want you to know what's possible. And we've learned over the years that there's a lot of things that you just don't see, and you can't see because you just don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And if you are a business owner, you really should head over to the website, trainingbusinesspros.com, because there is so much there that you can learn just by checking out your website. If you head to the Business Heroes Group, you can watch those interactive videos and you're going to learn something.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No question. But hey, listen, thanks for hanging out with us today. If you're, you know, just hanging out in the car or over a coffee, or you're even working,